thank you very much to the IWA and everybody who's been involved with putting the event on. I know events are labour intensive to organise, so thank you very much to everybody behind the scenes and all of you for coming along today. So the Electoral Reform Society's vision is of a positive participatory democracy in which everyone has a meaningful say over the decisions that affect their lives and the lives of others. At election time, yes, but as importantly, every other day of their lives too. So I think we're starting in the wrong place with this debate, and we're at risk of missing the point. Our democracy is in crisis, but low turnout is an effect of that, not the root cause. At its heart, our electoral system is fundamentally broken. First, there's a huge problem of wasted votes under the first-past-the-post system. Of the nearly 31 million people who took part in the last general election, 15 million of those didn't actually go towards electing a representative. So that's half of voters whose votes didn't count at all. Second, we all know, some of us might have done this in this room, about tactical voting under the current electoral system. Around 10% of people at least are forced to vote tactically, kind of choose between their head and heart at election time. They can't vote sort of with integrity, if you like, for the person they really want to win. What's it going to do to our democracy if we just arbitrarily increase the numbers of people who hold their nose as they go to the polls without the broader democratic reform to start off with? And finally, looking at the current system that we've got, UKIP and the Greens received 5 million votes last year and just two seats between them. And I think that was a real game-changing moment in British politics where lots of people, most of whom weren't UKIP or Green voters, thought something's got to change. I did loads and loads of local radio interviews all over the country, and people time and time again, just doesn't seem fair, just doesn't seem right for those people to be denied their say. So I think pushing more people to the ballot box under that system isn't going to change that, and it could actually increase disillusionment with the political process, and that's the last thing we need. What we really need is a positive vision of democracy and involvement. Forcing people to vote for me just doesn't sit well with that. I think there's a risk we're going to make democratic engagement a negative, and voting then becomes viewed as a burden rather than the right that it should be. I think, picking up on some of the things that Stuart was reflecting on, I think in the modern world, we need to expect a lot more of modern political parties to inspire people to vote, not to be forcing them. There's a real obligation here with politicians, and a lot of them doing terrifically good work, but we also see in our politics there can still be that doorstep mentality of kind of bashing people over the head. Who are you voting for? Are you voting for us? Oh, no, you're not, and kind of scampering off down the street. And everything's get out the vote, the kind of machine style of politics that we know is still there, in contrast with some other styles that are emerging. When was the last time an MP in their campaign literature explained the work of an MP? So much more needs to be done on the education side. And Stuart rightly talked about kind of incentives, information and knowledge. But I think making it compulsory for people to vote hides the symptoms of voter disengagement and doesn't address the causes. Many people are deeply distrustful of representative politics, but they're not going to come back into the system in a meaningful way if they're forced to take part. And the Scottish referendum, I think, showed what happens when people feel their vote really counts, near compulsory levels of voting turnout. And what people said time and time again is we did some focus groups with people of hardened non-voters, people who never vote, and every single one of them said, I'm voting in this election. It's the future of my country, the stakes are high, and they felt it was worthwhile. And that's what I'm passionate about. I want absolutely everybody to be part of that and really feeling that. Instead, we're here tonight talking about a kind of a rush, a sort of quick fix of compulsory voting. And I just feel that's too much of a leap from the very deep, complex problem of political disaffection to the decision to suddenly introduce compulsion. And when I think we look around us and we reflect on Wales and other parts of the UK, there aren't any quick fixes. This democratic crisis we're in is really profound. Think of the strength of feeling, of the anti-establishment, anti-political feeling that we have now. There's real strength of feeling, but it's not simple. And I don't think we can have simple solutions. what could we do instead? There are so many reforms we're campaigning for at the Electoral Reform Society, ones that are more sustainable and much more widely supported by the public. And we need a whole range of them. So fairer voting, I've touched on locally and nationally. We need an elected House of Lords. We need a revolution in voter registration. We need a fair franchise that gives 16 and 17 year olds the vote. And we could achieve all the wonderful things Stuart's talking about if we had the franchise, if we had registration in schools, and if we had practical political education. If you had that package, you would really be talking meaningful democracy. And we must have a system of party funding that the public trusts. There's so much distrust in the way we finance our politics. People see scandals like members of the House of Lords claiming thousands of pounds in expenses, £300 tax-free a day, regardless of how many minutes you spend in Parliament, or parties taking their voters for granted in safe seats. And they are quite rightly and understandably switched off. And who can blame them? So never mind compulsory voting, we need to end the scandal of unelected outstripping elected lawmakers in our parliament. That's not to say there aren't merits to the compulsory voting case. The issue of inequality and the social gap is persuasive, but I'm passionate about finding other ways to tackle that. Better political education in schools. We should be starting with political education in primary schools, and we should get away from the idea that politics is something untouchable. It should absolutely be there for everybody, right from the word go. Funding for candidates from non-typical backgrounds so that they can get into elected life, and action within political parties to modernise and reach out to people throughout the year, not only at election time. And ERS and others have been experimenting with more deliberative democracy, the idea that you bring together randomly selected citizens, not the usual suspects, and you give them information and you empower them and you give them a difficult decision and you allow them to deliberate and then you give them political power and they make a recommendation and they do a political act. And I think that's another kind of seam to draw from as well. So to conclude, there is a crisis of democracy, but low turnout is a symptom of it, not the cause. Forcing people to vote when faith in politics is at rock bottom could backfire and make disaffection even worse. So let's have a positive plan for reform, starting with our rotten voting system, and truly get to grips with the roots of Britain's democratic discontent. Thank you.